Hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I'm Marty Angel, your host for this podcast. Soy Marty Angel, su anfitriona para este podcast, este show. Let me tell you, there are no coincidences why you're here today listening to this. Remember, this message came to you because you're supposed to listen to it. No hay coincidencia que ustedes están escuchando este mensaje hoy. Y me da mucho gusto de que estén aquí. I am really happy that you are here. Just remember that this is a podcast, entrepreneurial podcast, where we share stories of women, mujerpreneurs, that have gone from surviving to thriving and more. Entrepreneurial roller coaster is what we're all on. Siempre estamos aquí para compartir las historias de éxito de todas nuestras mujeres. Mujerpreneur, you have come to the right place, and I'm so excited for today's show. But first,
festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Welcome to this episode. And today, you know, this episode is going to be amazing because it is just in time. It is just in time. Welcome, everybody. If you're just joining us now, my name is Marty Angel, and I am the host for Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Estoy sumamente agradecida que están aquí. This is a bilingual podcast, just reminding you guys. Today, we're going to talk about three reasons why you must say no to holiday events. Why? For your mental health. Tres razones por las que debes de decir que no, por las que debes de decir que no durante este tiempo de los eventos que vienen, de todos los, de las navidades, de las fiestas, de todo que viene. Son tres razones. Hoy vamos a platicar de las tres razones que tienes que decir que no. ¿Por qué? Por tu estado mental. The holidays, my friends, the holidays are a busy and stressful time for many people. And so what I want you to know is that it's okay to say no. It's okay to say no. Estos días festivos que están por llegar muy pronto pueden ser muy estresantes. Si se ponen a pensar, siendo mujerpreneur es bastante estresante. Moviendo el negocio para adelante, estando, si eres madre, si tienes una madre, si tienes hermanas o lo que sea, it can be really stressful, guys. So, let's talk about the three reasons. Reason number one that you should think about saying no. I'm not saying say no to things that are going to be fun. I want you to really get mindful and think about the things that are critically important for your success. Because during these times, there's too much to do. And you are going to, if you say yes to everything, you're going to feel like, I don't got enough time. I know that every holiday season, I get more invitations to go out and eat dinner, eat lunch, and all of this. Because it's a time for family and friends, sometimes I feel like I'm running out of time because there's not enough days in the week or weeks in the month to be with the people that I have fun with the people that I love. The holidays in and of themselves are a hectic time for everyone. And this year, it's going to be especially tough for entrepreneurs, For all of you mujerpreneurs out there, I want you to have grace for yourself. I want you to practice having grace for you. Because we're in this chaotic time where, you know, we've got the politicians doing something, the Democrats, the Republicans, the non-Publicans, or whatever they're called, you know, we've got them all over here, right? And then we've got, oh, my tío, my cousin, and everybody else over here. And we've got issues, and more people get ill, and then it's cold, and more people get ill during the holidays than any other time. So I want you to remember how important your mental health is. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the holiday season, it's important to take some time for yourself and to say no. It's okay to say no to events that will suck you dry. I know sometimes we say yes to things, but they're not fun. And my motto is, if it's not fun, don't do it, right? I love having fun. Yo siempre digo, now let's say it in Spanish. Yo siempre digo que si no es algo que te gusta hacer, que te vas a divertir, que es divertido, que te va a hacer reír, no lo hagas. Acuérdate que ahorita es el tiempo donde tienes que cuidar tu salud mental. It's important to take time for yourself. It's important that you begin to say no to events that will just add to your stress. That's the number one reason. As I said before, my friends, amigas, chulas, hermosas, I love calling you that. The holidays are a busy time and can be very stressful. And being a Latina entrepreneur is stressful enough in and of itself, ¿verdad? Siendo una mujer exitosa, una mujerpreneur, una mujer que tiene un negocio, que quiere salir adelante, bastante estrés tenemos con el solo hecho de ser esa. Pero durante esta temporada de los días festivos se pone más estresante y más porque nosotras somos latinas y a veces practicamos el Día de la Virgen, las posadas y todo eso. Y luego tratar de sacar tu negocio adelante es difícil. My amigas, my friends, I want you to know that it's okay to even take the whole month off. I will be here, but I'm taking pretty much the whole month of December off, and I'm just so happy that I have, you know, multiple streams of income, recurring income, so that I can take the month of December off. I work 11 months out of the year, and December is my one month that's for me. I don't really do things unless I feel like it, and it's what I call my feel like it month, okay? My feel like it month. You need to put one of those in your calendar, your feel like it month. It's critically important for your mental health, because the holiday season, along with the, you know, we still got the COVID thing going on, and we still got the flu going on, and colds, and this, and more people coming and going, and, you know, we got all of that. So it's stressful enough, so give yourself some grace and learn to say no. And let me tell you, as your coach, I say find ways to take days off, lots of days during these holiday seasons. Because you deserve it. You've worked hard all year long. Really, you have. And as mujerpreneurs, we wear many hats and juggle many balls. We're constantly meeting new people, networking and growing our businesses. And during the holidays, Here's the beauty about being a Latina entrepreneur. And this is the part that I love. So I call it taking time off, but really at the same time, I should call it my do only if I want to month and connect with who I want when I want. So during the holidays, we often have to do a lot of things. And we take care of our families, but we've got to take care of ourselves first to be able to take care of our families. It's not easy being a Latina entrepreneur, a mujerpreneur during the holidays. Why? Because it's so important. It's so important to have everything right. Are you like me? Have everything right. All the holidays, all the días festivos, all of that. But I want you to remember that you are not alone. You are not alone. So most recently, now this is going to take a little side, a little sidestepping, but most recently I was asked to create a community of mujerpreneurs so that we can support each other. And I love that idea. So come the new year, I'm going to be creating a new whole community of mujerpreneurs, Unbounded, just like my podcast, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. There, I want you to know that there are plenty of Latinas out there who are in the same boat as us, and together we can make it through this busy and stressful time. I'm always here for you, Marty Angel. I'm always here for you. You know where to find me. Every Friday, a podcast drops, but every Monday, the video cast drops right here on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel. Right, let's get back on track. Nos seguimos otra vez. Okay, vamos a lo que se debe, ¿verdad? Reason number two, financial stress. It's okay to say no because financial stress is real for many Latina women, and the holidays, amigas, are a time of joy and family. But for those who are mujerpreneurs, we have the added financial stress of gift giving, and sometimes gift giving and giving to ourselves is tough. And, you know, you always have to be very careful. I know that sometimes I get stressed out during the holidays because I feel like I have to spend so much money on gifts. Now, when I say so much money, that doesn't mean a lot of money, but like, in my head, what I do is I have like this season, I'm going to spend $1,000 on gifts, right? And I put that aside. But there, you know, you have to think about you and do something. As Ana Maria Peralta, founder of the Latina Startup Lab, she says, it's hard enough to run my own business, but then having to worry about affording presents for my loved ones makes it even harder. That alone, amigas, is stress. And I know Peralta is not alone in her stress, because according to a study by the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, nearly 60% of Americans say that they would have difficulty coming up with a $500 for an emergency. Now, for Latina entrepreneurs who are already struggling to make ends meet, an unexpected expense like holiday gifts can be devastating. But I want you to know that you're not alone. No estás sola. Si de repente te sientes como que si te vas a ahogar en el vaso de agua, quiero que te acuerdes que aquí estoy yo, que aquí estoy para ayudarte, aquí estoy para saber con quién conectarte. No estás sola. I want you to understand that worrying about the familia can add stress. So no te preocupes por la familia. Todo va a salir bien. Todo va a salir bien. Todo va a salir bien. So remember, everything's going to be fine. And reason number three that is critically important for you to think about is that the family dynamics for a mujerpreneur, for a Latina, bilingual, BIPOC woman are so different The holidays are a busy time for everybody, but adding more events to your schedule can just add to the stress. So learn to say no. Aprende a decir que, ¿sabes qué? No puedo. ¿Sabes qué? Muchas gracias por la invitación, pero no puedo. No. Learn to say no. You know what? I am so incredibly grateful for that invitation, but I've got to decline. I need some mental space, right? But at the same time, mujerpreneurs, I want to share with you the silver lining to this cloud. For us, mujerpreneurs, para nosotras, mujeres de éxito, the silver lining is that the holidays are a busy time, but they are more busy for Latina and bilingual entrepreneurs because they present an opportunity to connect with our family and get business done by networking. This does, however, take some time and strategy and forethought to make it smooth. So December is like my networking month. It is the month that I get out and I network. And how do I do it? By going to Christmas parties. But only if they are fun. Only if they are sort of in my target market, or only if I am feeling up to it. That's critically important. We know that it's a great time to catch up with family and friends who may be in town visiting, relatives. You know, it's an important time. As the founder of Comunidad, Gloria Rodriguez, says, she founded a networking and support group for Latina entrepreneurs. And it's also, she says, it's a good time to network and promote your business. I believe. Marty Angel says, yes, I believe it's true. But Rodriguez says that many of her members take advantage of the holiday gatherings to introduce their businesses to potential customers and clients. People are always looking for new products and new services during the holidays. And it's important if you can offer something new, or you can offer them something that solves a problem and makes their life easier, and you know exactly who you're selling to, you've got your target audience, you've got your niche down, then it makes it easier for you to network and it makes their life easier. And you're more likely to make a sale, maybe not right then, but people are going to remember you're dropping seeds. So let's call December our seed month, okay? I want you to take some time to really give yourself some grace. If you don't feel like it, I want you to think about not doing it. I want you to think about saying no. It is critically important that you understand that it's okay to say no to a holiday event if you're not feeling up to it. I want you to remember to take care of yourself. Quiero que te acuerdes que durante el mes de diciembre, en esta temporada de días festivos, que tú tienes el permiso de decir que no, no puedo, no, estoy cansada, no, ahorita no tengo el tiempo, ahorita no tengo el ánimo. Quiero que te acuerdes de tomar tiempo para cuidarte a ti misma, físicamente y mentalmente. Take care of yourself this holiday season. Say no to events that will add to your stress levels. Take my advice. Take it from me. If it's not fun, I'm not going to do it. If it doesn't bring me joy, laughter, and silliness, then I'm not going to do it. So it's critically important that you think about doing the same. Because remember, taking some time for yourself can help you recharge and hit the ground running when we start the new year. And that way you're ready to begin the new year with fresh energy. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about starting the new year with fresh energy. Instead of looking at everything you haven't accomplished, look instead at, give yourself some grace, and look instead at giving yourself that head start by starting fresh. Mujeres, amigas, mujerpreneurs, you understand that being who you are, a mujerpreneur, there are many demands on your time and energy, and it's easy to get overwhelmed. But my tip for you this holiday season is to make a commitment to taking care of yourself first. Say no to events that will add to your stress. Focus on doing the things that will help you make you happy and relax. Right? What makes you relax? Taking a bath. For me, it's taking a bath every Saturday night. I'm in the bathtub. Look for things that are going to help you make you happy and relax during this stressful time coming up. I want you to prepare. I want you to put it on your calendar. Calendar yourself in. Spend time with loved ones and take time for yourself and enjoy the festive season without putting too much pressure on yourself. Remember, the most important thing is to take care of yourself first during this busy time of year. Finally, I want to remind you that saying no to holiday events can help you set boundaries so you don't end up feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. It's okay to say no. Amigas, chulas, hermosas. I want you to practice saying no. Quiero que practiques diciendo que no. Di no cuando no te sientes de ánimo. Di no cuando no te sientes que eso te va a ayudar. Acuérdate. Usa lo que yo digo. Si no me va a ser divertido, si no me va a ayudar, si no voy a tener buen tiempo, pues entonces no voy. No necesito ir. Muchas gracias por la invitación, pero en este momento tengo mucho trabajo, mucho que hacer. Tengo que cuidar mi salud mental. That's what you say. Well, my friends, I hope you found value in today's message that it's okay to say no, right? I hope you found value in today's tips to rock your biz and live your best life. I want to say I am so incredibly grateful to each and every one of you. Amigas, espero que hayan encontrado valor en estos consejos que hoy compartí con ustedes. Te ayudo, estos tips son para impulsar tu negocio y para ti, para que vivas tu mejor vida. As always, my friends, amigas chulas, hermosas, remember to share this episode with someone who you think can benefit from this. Maybe if they hear it from me, you've already told them it's okay to say no, but if they hear it from me, maybe it'll sink in. So I'm going to ask you to help me by sharing out this episode. If you're watching me here on YouTube, make sure to leave a comment, hit the subscribe bell so that every time I go live, you get notified. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, please download the podcast episode, listen to it, and then share it, and then delete it. That's all I ask. So if you are, you know, anything like me, I love listening to videos. I love rehearing things. So listen to it over and over and over again. And remember, if you're listening to this podcast on audio, you can listen anywhere your favorite podcast shows are. And if you know somebody that needs to be on my podcast that you would love to hear, let me know. You can find me on all social media at MartyAngel_ELC. That's Marty with an I, Angel_ELC, which stands for Empowering Latina Coach. I would love to hear from you. Just say hi. You don't have to follow me. Just say hi. Encuéntrenme por favor, en las redes sociales. Arroba Marti Angel underscore ELC. Y salúdenme. Mándenme un besito. Si no sean malitas, mándenme un besito. Remember, I am so incredibly grateful. Gracias, amigas chulas hermosas. Gracias. This is Marti Angel signing off. Mujer de éxito unbounded. Gracias y que tengan bonito día. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.